Ma ei piaceva?
Well, dopo ieri tanto usata, che si aveva, you know. I was a boss, like. E io avevo due fantasca, i miei usavi, that they respected me so much. Oh my God. That Ida thought that they were interfering so much. That è venuta una mattina e gli ha detto a nostra che una le volta al cuore di ieri io vado a boss, not you. Well, io rispettavo, io pagavo bene, you know. And that's why in the end I felt, well, really, se non l'era parlato, se non potevo fare per solo, portare fuori pane. But I told them, it's not easy, it's hard, because io in età vi mettevi tutto a poesia. Loro facevano a living. They didn't realize what the other work, going to the bank, fake loans. It's a never-ending business, and it's hard, especially the night work. But 29th Street, in those days, was a market street. And they were just having food, good fruits. I knew everybody, everybody knew me. Quanki passavi, hi, how are you, you know.
Hi, Louise.
It was so. Every year we had a Christmas tree. And naturally my daughter growing up, she wanted to fix it. E vivi Checo, che il di top. Checo l'aiutava. So her father used to say to her, these people all sell Christmas tree. Get a tree and do what you want. When I come by, I'll pay. My daughter picked out a tree. And this fellow, you know, at Christmas time, you have to deliver here, there. He said, all right, I'll bring you the tree at 4 or 5 o'clock. I don't know when. 6 o'clock, she comes to the bakery. She said, do you know he didn't bring me the tree yet? I said, but either he must have a lot of customers. Be patient. What do you think my daughter did? She goes down the street. She sees this guy. She grabs him and she shook him up. How dare you not bring me the tree? I said, Ida, how could you do that? She said, well, I'm waiting. Keiko's waiting. We're waiting for this. I was so embarrassed that I said to him, what are we going to do? He said, that's all right. Leave it to me. So going home, he wanted to pay for the tree. What do you know? This guy's mother came and excuse, oh, Signor Corvino, ci dispiace, avevamo. They excused themselves. Oh, I couldn't get over it. I went over to the boy. He said, that's all right, forget about it. He said, she was right, I promised her. I shouldn't have promised her. But you see, the people we had to deal with, they were good people. I still think about these things. They make me feel good, though. And my landlord, I never forgot him. He used to appreciate my sweeping his front door, fixing his window. And he used to tell my husband, "You don't know what kind of a wife you have." My husband used to be mad at him. I had an accountant coming in if I can't. He told my husband, "You know, you have an angel." My husband disliked him. He didn't want him no more. He thought these people would ruin me. Valhalla.
Your husband is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he loved the place.
I love the, oh, it's a beautiful place. Oh. In Westchester. We came to Long Island because Ida was teaching at Bayside, Queensboro Community College. And she didn't like this coming and going. She wanted to be close, you know, tiring. That's why we picked Long Island. And we started with Port Washington. This house looked halfway decent, not too, because Peter was not too handy. I said, it looks like it doesn't need too much work, you know, because Natiaza, but Montanilla. So, I did my best. I kept up. I soon keep your levy, Kilamavi, whatever you stuff. Now it's worth a lot of money. And he wants me to sell Lion East. What am I going to do over there? I know my way around here. Won't give more of us in Chickawood.